tega vitus, jaké bol na keta, ke videli ste ko filas to govata, ratikeli ste ko videli, zo kili ste ko videli, zo to nakon tiro ste ke vintos ta, jaké sta, bos ta kafi, laro ta keti, lagenti, ke lando, jagova, ze ke viste, jaké viste, jaké viste, jaké viste, gavasta, jaké viste, gavasta, gade geraga, da 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 da, see, you know, as we share the word, we replace bad body organs. Bad body organs, we replace them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The word works in our bodies. The word works in our bodies. We are not men that dies as a result of sickness. No, the word works in our bodies. That efficacy of the word works in our this mortal body, this same mortal body. That word works. Katola zofasti mana master kiti. Our life relies on the word of God. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Okay, 1 Timothy 3:15. Just be fast. If you are fast, I will be fast. 1 Timothy 3:15, corrections in the church, part 2. I did part 1 in Workers' Meeting a few weeks ago. Corrections in the church. Oh, part 2. 1 Timothy 3:15, be fast. Open everything. Write down as much as you can. We only have Bratolu that is a mental writer. He's writing everything in his. It's 3:15. That's not an admonition, it's a rebuke. If I tarry long, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. This is an instruction to the man of God, to Timothy. He said, you must know how to behave. Now, because this church is strict on truth, the pastor also will do a lot of correction. Because a church, truth is not just any idea. In the world, we have ideas that are lies. We have the ideas that are true. So because there will be plenty of ideas, yet the church is built on a truth. Built on a particular thought pattern. Built on a particular learning. Are you with me? So, because the church is built on the truth, the man of God will do a lot of correction. The church is a ground and pillar, the support for the truth. What's truth? Verse 16. Then without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the word, and received up into glory. Hallelujah. So what's the verse 16? IJ. That's the concept of salvation, the entire salvation plan. 16 is the entire salvation plan. It said, mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh, incarnation, justified in the spirit, resurrection, seen of angels, and preached unto the Gentiles, and believed on the word, received up into glory. Romans 5 verse 8. So in salvation, we see 40 men becoming the house of God. We see 40 men joining the church. We see 40 men becoming the household of God, becoming joint heirs with Christ. And guys, they went to preach, and God added unto them 3,000, 5,000, uncountable, innumerable, as they are saved. As they were saved, they were getting ordained unto eternal life. Not them that are ordained unto eternal life saved. No, there's no special ordination unto eternal life. Any man that believes, salvation is for all men. So we see all men, 40 men, getting saved. 40 men, Romans chapter 5 verse 8. God commended his love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 4 verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father has pertained to the flesh at formed? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof, but not before God. He hath whereof to glory, but not before God. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. But what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now, to him that walketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of death. Verse 5. But to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justified the works, ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. 8, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not input sin. See, it's normal for 40 men to run to church. We must not see a lady in all, in not mini skirt, now micro skirt, eyelashes, not a sin, I know. What else? In just tattoo, everything, just Lady Gaga style, everything like this in church, and you are saying, ha, ah, you are not welcome here. No. See, people must be free. Let me say this way. People must come to God because they hear that he will not punish them for sin. People must come to God. People must come to church. People must come to salvation hearing that God loves sinners. Hearing that God will not judge them despite this sin. They will come. They must come. Get that point right, oh. They must come to church with the mindset that, finally, I will be free. I will be free from judgment. Not necessarily free from the actions. I will come to that now. So they must come to church, to God, knowing that God will not punish them. So that message of grace, we must be well preached. But listen. So saints are not people who cannot sin. Saints are not people that will always get it right. Saints will get it wrong on doctrine and on conduct. On doctrine, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 18. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 18. Do your best to open all. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 18. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be what? Divisions among you. I'm not there. M-O-G. I see writing. First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 18. First of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be what? Divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Verse 19, want to go? For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. Now, see, saints will get it wrong on doctrine. They will come to church and think that, how can you say that water baptism is wrong? How can you say that we don't have to pray? We don't have to redeem our firstborn? Pastor, no, my own title, you must take it. I don't want to be cursed. Some people, you beg them that you are not cursed. No, Pastor, my own title, you must take it. They have attached it to his personality. This one is a personality. It's between me and God. See, even what we say to such people, problem. You correct it. Okay, like is it Pastor Shike coming that said every year? I say a man will always come to him. Say this is my seed for the year because he said the man that how did he put it? That seed of life. That every year he made a covenant with God that he has to drop a certain amount of money or else he will die that year. So it's Pastor Shika that told me when I went to Owerri then. He said, so this year this man now came with the same seed. He said, dear Baba, here, sit down. Say, now spend time teaching God's word. Yes, you brought it last year, I took it, but no more. So, well, that's just by the way. Saints will not, they are coming raw. Saints are coming from a place where how they drop offering is like this. The same way we drop offering to our what? Oracle, right? In the 80s. Speak to your offering. Send your offering on an errand. Josh, send your offering on an errand. Yes, if you are looking for twins, always drop two offering. If you receive Rema, if you need to, Taye, Kende. Matthew 19. But there's a fact that I want you to get. Very strong fact I want you to get.
Saints will come raw. But if they, since they are saints, since they have the Holy Ghost in them, John 16:14, Ephesians 1:13, Romans 8:9, Galatians 4:6, since saints have the Spirit of God in them, saints are programmable. Saints are never called stubborn in the Bible. Saints are programmable. They are not like this guy. See that Numbers 19 verse 7? They said unto him, why did Moses then? Let me wait for you. Write those down. Saints are programmable. They are never called stubborn in the Bible. Yes, they can get it wrong on doctrine. They can just come to church and be thinking that they can go to hell. They can come to church. They can be born again and be sowing seed of atonement. But notice something. Saints are programmable. They are not stubborn. That is more of a confession, right? Yes, they are not stubborn in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you get me, right? Now, but see Matthew 19, verse 7. Why some of them look stubborn is because of the things they are fellowshipping with. But they were born not stubborn. They are born not rebellious to the truth. Now it depends on what that man is exposing them to. Their pastor. Matthew 19 verse 7. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? 1 to go. He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffer you to put away your wife, but from the beginning, it was not so. Please write this down. So when he was saying all those eye for eye, teeth for teeth, fire for fire, Moses was giving them the lesser of two evils. Now, perhaps in this place, now maybe he's saying that, they're asking that, okay, can we divorce? And so instead of killing the woman at home, what should you do? Say, give her a bill of divorcement. Tell her to go. So Moses like gave them a license to the lesser of two evils because of their hearts. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, say, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Hardness of heart, hard heart, stubborn heart. Those are the men then. Stubborn heart. Heart that is not ready to yield. Heart that is not ready to listen. Cannot comprehend God's love. Say, okay, therefore, put her away or don't kill her at home. Because of that, he gave them all those stuffs. See, but from the beginning, that was never the intention of God. From the beginning means from Genesis. So, verse 4 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, want to go, yes? In whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them that which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Verse 6, he said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined where? In our hearts. Say, God has shined in my heart. I don't have a stony heart. I don't have a dark heart. I don't have an hardened heart. God has shined his light into my heart. I'm not stubborn. Hallelujah. A saint is born not stubborn. It is the people that have been feeding them with wrong knowledge that we should accuse. That's why I told you in this church, in your last exam, how do you treat the preacher of false doctrine? Like the devil. Because they are making saints think like demons. Sorry, demons? That's too much. Remember, is it Tefiti, right? What's that? Moana movie. When they took away her acts, amen. She started acting evil. Sorry, that is not doctrinal. And you cannot find Moana or Tefiti in the Bible. But in, is it which of the, is it Disney? Disney Bible. You find them in Disney Bible, not the Holy Bible. So say, God has shined in my heart. That same place that was called Adin, God shined there. Praise God. He shined there. He shined there. We are not rebellious. That is why people in the apostles, they, when you see false doctrine around, we cannot be fighting everybody. It's their leader we face. The saints are not the issue. It's the leader. They are born flexible. Praise God. Till tomorrow, I would have loved that somebody corrected this man in the 80s when he started falling and dying. That thing has spread across almost all missions. Almost a divine assembly. Almost all churches. Falling and dying. One man says, one man. So saints are not born like that. Saints are, and if go and see their ministers in that church, they'll be looking like, especially when they are ready for deliverance, looking wicked. I remember that I learned that there was a church, one of the churches that they want to pull down in Abuja 0-5 time when he was doing all this. And the Buddha is in front of the church and they gather somewhere and say, and they gathered in front, they were putting down the church, and they gathered and said, die. The Buddha did his work. The Buddha did not die. The Buddha did not die. Amen? Put down the thing. You are obstructing. I'm not saying it's good to obstruct, to demolish church building. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying, saints, gathered like the good men on express, crying die to driver of the Buddha that want to destroy their church. Die, say die now. Amen. There's none of this explaining that I like that one anyway, but it's still not good. Say one of those Boko Haram then, they want to come out, they was bringing bomb to their church in the north. That the guy was coming, they are coming on a bike. So I think they got the information somewhere. So a lot of people have fled from the church. But two brothers, Brother Jude and Brother Joshua, they were there. Say they didn't go. Die. Say as the guy was bringing the bomb. He had already reached the church. On the bike, the bomb exploded there. Boak, cleared both of them. It works, so. But what if that issue? And I've learned of another crusade. Yeah, I've forgotten the name of man of God. That the people buried bomb in the crusade ground. And the thing refused to detonate. Praise God. That's power. If they point a gun at you, power is not that it will backfire. Power is that it will turn to water. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, you are not born wicked.
Yes.
We are born now. Amen. God has shined in our hearts. He shined in our hearts. Ezekiel 36:25. Woo. And he entered. Uticos. Ezekiel 36:25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Say Babania. God say, if I sprinkle my own water on you, you will be clean. He said, but God, there's one spot. Oh my God. Shut up. I said, you are clean. You and who? Is a body water. This is Pastor July. He said, remember, if they are advertising a bed for you, he said, there was a Igbo guy said, see the belt, cannot hear. say what? Ah, this one is real again. As the only one, this just here. But God said, no, my own water. If I sprinkle it on you, you'll be clean. Say, hey, what if I put, I'm drinking Zobo, and Zobo poured on my white shirt. Can the target remove? Shut up! I say you'll be clean. Glory! I love that. He told you what he would do. He said, you'll be clean. You doubt me? That's salvation. Amen. He told Peter, what I have cleansed, thou come not come. He said, come Peter, but I have not eaten. Shut up! You already know how my style. Amen, amen. Paul, Peter repeated three times. God told him, shut up. He said, you remember that your joke of the couple said, 30 million. But pastor, you want to say, shut up. Shut up. What are you talking about? I said, I'm not calling it time before. Somebody now brought out of 30 million. Pastor, but you taught us in Christ reality. Shut up. Shut up. Amen. He's answering my time. No, she didn't. It's not tight like that. Tight in the Hebrew can also mean free will. Did I ask for it? Sister, it's not cheerfully. Did you bring it grudgingly? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Yeah, okay. And you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all idols will I cleanse you. A new heart. Say a new heart. Also will I give you a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away. Hallelujah. Say take away. Say take away. Say when I give a take away in my wedding party, I don't see it again. Hallelujah. Say stony heart. Take away. Taking away. Hallelujah. Say, I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Flexible. How did he fulfill that? 27. I will put my spirit within you and curse you. Say, curse you. Not curse, not C-U. It's curse. C-A-O-U. Curse you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Say, I'm flexible to a positive change. 1 John 2, verse 1. Saints, we also get it wrong on conduct. We are flexible towards positive change. Because that is our default. That is the default direction of our mind in Christ. Positive change. Positive change. So I've said that saints, we get it wrong on doctrine. Saints, we also get it wrong on conduct. But saints can be corrected. 1 John 2, verse 1. Want to go? My little, okay, I wait for you.
Rosa fasta vate de de. Rosa valasta vaste vate. Voco fatike viseke. Roste geviteke matata. Lova zata mandende. Roga fastateke file rota date da. Ye vazate.
1 John 2, verse 1. One, two, go, let's read. Yes. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Verse 2. And he is a propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the... So he said, I write unto you, you don't sin, but if any man sin. See, sins will not always get it right. Now, but this is why the church is the best place to be. Best place to be. And when you have serious issue, the church is the best place to be. Best place. Best place. When you have serious body, serious what some call addiction stuff, you can share your body with a brother.
preferably a worker. Doesn't have to be the pastor. But a brother. That is why we are together in the church. Are you with me? See, you must get accountable to someone in church. Everybody cannot be accountable to the pastor. Some people are directly accountable to the pastor. You can get accountable to somebody that is accountable to the pastor. You do get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So you don't get accountable to a first timer. Amen. Praise God. You don't tell a first timer that first timer. What's up now? Help me. Now we take you. I said it, this church is not the right place. Amen. Praise God. So, the church, now write this down, I will explain this Monday later. The church uses the strength of doctrine to make the saints better in conduct. The church is not a place where you just come and read, thou shalt not steal, and the church will say, amen. Thou shalt not fornicate, and the church will say, amen. Thou shalt not lie, and the church will say, no, that's not a church. That is an extension of the tabernacle of Moses. The church using the strength of doctrine, say doctrine, to make saints better in conduct. The energy of doctrine. Praise God. So in this place, we don't give saints lesser of two evils to do. Just somebody comes to you and say, sir, what can I do? I smoke 3 wraps of weed every day. What can I do? Pastor, okay. Instead of cocaine, can I just take cigarettes? Okay. Then take 2. One in the morning. You can space it, you understand? You can space it. You don't have to take everything at once. Just take one, then it will calm you down. Then maybe afternoon, after lunch, take another one. No. That is addiction management. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Say does not tell you, say, Pastor, what do I do? I have 7 girlfriends. Say, how do I, what can I do? Say, Thank God, Tola is not here. I say, okay. Can you find the one that you know can be the future among them that you really like? Okay, can you just, Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't teach management, amen? Praise God. Oh, Kalaste, we tell the full truth. We just tell you who you are. We use the strength of doctrine to make men better. And men gets better progressively, but he will use the strength of doctrine. Strength of doctrine. At times, I can say this, at times, there are people that you can tell, stop, don't go there again. But there are people that, the way you will tell them don't go there again, is the time that they ought to go there, you put a church program. Strength of doctrine. You do it, you pray. So when that guy calls you, then can you come? Hallelujah. Say, I'm born of God. Hallelujah. Say, I yield to instruction. Say, I'm not full of my old ways. Say, I know where to take instructions from. I am in the church of God. I am in the safest place on earth. I take instructions with joy and I become better thereby. Say, I'm born of God. Say, I'm born of God. Say, I'm ready to comply to instructions. Say, I'm not full of my old ways. Say, I know where to take instructions from. Not from African magic. Not from radio. Not from the Baba at the back of my house. I am in the church of God. The safest place on earth. I take instructions with joy. And I become better thereby. Thank you, I'm done. Hallelujah. Just pray in tongues. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Vasevalamazimba. We take instructions. We get corrected in conduct. We get corrected in doctrine too. Amen, amen. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God. We become better. 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 Vaso vizebilera castiga vala catilo zagato la cambinda goza gabriela castiga vilanste. Oh, we become better. We become better. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Come, mana, cosa balerazama, namaza, pala, castiga vilanste.